Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life After Happiness. Today, my guest is my co-host, and I think the reason we did this is because we wanted, well, actually, I should say Barbara, wanted to do something special in kind of remembrance of her mom. So, Barbara, why don't you start off by saying what inspired you to create and name it the Hey Jude new series?
Okay. Well, thank you, Johnny, and good evening, everybody. Here's the thing. I just recently lost my mother last month. She passed away. So I was sitting there at her funeral, and there were over 100 people there in this small little town. They traveled from far away to actually even be there, which was, it was just such an amazing scene to see that and to feel how much my mother was loved. That was wonderful. But as the funeral went on, and Don, her husband, was getting up and speaking a couple times, and then the pastor a couple times, and then he would ask with the microphone, does anybody want to say anything? And then one person did, one of her best friends that was in a wheelchair, and she said a few words. And then I knew they were going to ask another time, but nobody was doing it. And I know how it is when they're passing around a microphone, and it includes public speaking. Most people, they want to. They really do want to, but they just can't do it somehow. They just can't get up there and say what they want to say. It's a fear-based predicament. So here is my mom's funeral. I'm thinking if I don't get up and say what I want to say, then that's it forever. And I could live with regretting that forever. So I found the strength within me somehow to actually stand up. Then the second time the pastor said, does anybody else want to say anything? And the seconds were fleeting. I popped right up and I grabbed that microphone. And you know what? My mom told me 6 days prior to her death, I asked her, hey, should I speak at your funeral? And she said, oh, Barbara, nobody does that. Especially the children, the adult children, the children, they don't speak at the funeral of their parent. So I went back home after she passed away, and I had a few weeks, and I thought to myself, I could, you know, really prepare something, but then that would be going against my mother's wishes, because I, of course, when she told me that she didn't want me to speak. She didn't want that because maybe I would embarrass her. That's what went through my mind. So I didn't prepare anything for those few weeks that I was mourning her death, and I was going back for the funeral in 3 weeks. That's what she wanted. She didn't want it in a week. She had a brother that was getting married, and she didn't want to interrupt the wedding. So I go back and thinking, oh, there'll be so many people talking about all my mother's accolades. I won't have to. Plus, I didn't prepare. Ha ha. Well, I just won't speak. But, Johnny, nobody was mentioning the thing that I felt was so very important. What my mother had dedicated her life to, her most of her adult life. So I had to pop up and say it and make sure that part of her life was recognized, because nobody else was. So I did it, and it came out well, but I wish that I would have stayed up there a little longer and elaborated it. But you get choked up, you start crying, and you look around and you think, do the people really want me to be up here? You know, all that stuff starts to come right back flooding into your mind. Doubt. So I just said, thanks for coming in after what I said, and then I sat down. But here is why I want to do this episode called Hey Jude. For one thing, my mom's name is Judy.
Okay.
And that song, Hey Jude, by the Beatles, was always, when that came on, we were always smiling and saying, hey, Mom, your song's on. And when the Beatles first came out with that song, it was the longest song ever in history. I'm sure there's more that have beat it by now, but it was such a long song. It was very special to them. And we always felt it was special in our family because my mom's Judy. And she, oh, this is so funny. One time she went to go make a customized perfume, and I said, oh, what'd you name it, Mom, your perfume? She said, Hey Jude. Oh, I just thought that was the coolest, sweetest thing that my mom said that. You know what I mean? So here, all of our lives, my brother and I growing up and people around her always thought of this song, Hey Jude, really special. So I thought of starting this series, and I don't know where it's going to take us, Johnny. I just don't know. But I am going to invite all the people that work at her funeral who said to themselves, I want to, but I just can't. I'm going to give those people a chance to come on the show and tell us what they wanted to say at the funeral. How's that?
That sounds wonderful. I've always wanted you to be able to use the show as a form of expression of how you feel about things. And as well as a place for things that are important to you and are interesting to you. I do think that, you know, what I like about the idea of the Hey Jude series is that I think, if memory serves me right, talk to your mom once. It was
twice.
Yeah, it wasn't twice. But it was a good conversation. I mean, it was like when I talked to your mom, this is what I remember when I talked to your mom. The show had changed and gone through kind of a real format change, and we all know what that format change was. And what happened was I told her, I said, you know, this was not easy. And I'm paraphrasing what your mother said, but she said, look, Johnny, you understand. I mean, she basically told me that I handled it fine and that I said, well, you know, I really care about your daughter, you, and I feel like, you know, that what's important is that your daughter be able to express how she feels and how she, you know, does more of the stuff that she wants to do as well, and she is never ignored. Now, I'm paraphrasing what I said, but that's sort of what I said to your mom, and your mom understood, and you were here on the phone with me. So,
okay, so great. So then you're our first person, even though you were not at the funeral. But you're basically the first one who's expressing what you got from my mom. Great. Okay, go on.
No, it's okay if you don't, but are you remembering why the specifics of that conversation and what I was talking about?
I think it had to do with the changes in our show as far as the people on the show. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct. You're correct. It was,
and you were a little stressed out about it and worrying and just upset. Just basically upset. So then go on and tell us what my mother's advice was to you.
She said that it's harder because I knew those people longer than you did. So it was harder for going through it, but it was worth it, is what she told me. You know, it was just sort of, and it is hard, but I had to do what I felt was right. But I'm not going to get on talking about me. I'm just saying that was what happened with the conversation with your mother. My next question is, I think one of the things that kind of impressed me about your mother is, you know, you had a brother, you have a brother, and you are, um, you and your brother are very different in a philosophical tone, you know, about certain things. And then, you know, and I'm sure you and your mother are different in, from a philosophical tone. But it sounds like everybody gets along. I mean, there's a certain, you know,
yes.
come to the middle type of, it is sort of like, I mean, some of the stuff that we do here on the show, you know, can could, if for some people, I'm not saying for everybody, but some people could rub a very religious person the wrong way. And, you know, your mom didn't preach to me, she didn't lecture me on anything. I mean, she knew some of the stuff that we did, and it was
she listened
know,
to the show,
right? It's always that
a little bit
when somebody can avoid, you know, being confrontational when the things that you do with your time, you know,
okay,
are different.
Johnny, may I make my rebuttal on that, please?
What?
Okay.
Sorry.
That is very, no reason to be sorry whatsoever. I'm just saying that that is very insightful, because I would always tell my friends, yes, my mother is a strong Christian, but she never, ever put it down people's throats or forced it on them or didn't hang around them because they weren't that. But I didn't know that this was your feeling when you were talking to her, that you were aware of the strong Christianity. Were you worried that you would be judged?
Well, you need to understand something. I for example, my grandmother, okay, was like that. And I don't want to get out too much on it. But the hard part is that there's judging, and then there's I don't think the word is judging. I think this is more of a protection. They want these people, they want to jump up and protect. And, you know, my grandmother really did care about me, but it was just sort of like, she would react to something like this with wanting to protect. And what you need to understand is that I didn't know, I mean, I honestly thought when not every Christian is like this, but you know, sometimes whenever I hear the words, I'm a born-again Christian, it sort of makes me wonder, how are they going to think of the show? Because, you know, we're pretty relaxed with some of the things. I mean, you know, we talk
okay.
to psychics. We talk
Johnny, let's not go on that, because
yeah,
I know the conversation.
Right. Yeah.
It was between a friend and a friend. I introduced you to my mom and as a friend, not as, oh, this is the show co-host. It's not about the show.
My apologies.
You had a feeling that you were just upset basically about everything that went down. Did my mother give you a Bible verse? Because that is what she did a lot, and I love these
I don't remember
that she hand
giving
out
a Bible
people.
Verse. I don't remember whether or not she gave a Bible verse.
But,
okay,
but did she make you
sure
feel better or not? Because I have to get
no, she made me feel better.
Okay, good.
She made me feel better.
Okay. As far as the
but
show,
what I also,
my mom didn't really like all of the psychic stuff, but she, nearing her death, was more open to kind of listening to me. Well, not kind of, but actually listening to me about it and opening herself up to angel sightings and the paranormal, because I explained it to my mom that just because it's paranormal doesn't mean it's evil. Because if you believe in Jesus, that he was nailed to the cross, and but yet he arose from the tomb, is that not paranormal, Mother? And she had to agree, because it is. So if you're not believing in the paranormal and judging the other people, I'm saying hypothetically people do that, judging people who believe in this kind of thing. If you don't believe in it, then you're not going to believe that that happened with Jesus. And she said, wow, you really have a point. You really exposed something to me that I hadn't really thought about. So, because I love Dale, for instance, Dale Shear, who's our psychic every Friday, she is not evil. She's a wonderful woman. So would you think that Dale is evil just because she is giving people psychic readings? And then my mom said, no, it really opened her up to the paranormal and to being more aware and accepting of it. And sure enough, Johnny, she saw angels 3 different times about 6 to 3 days prior to her death in her room. And she's like, they're there. And it was a long sighting. And Priscilla, my daughter, and I would turn around and we couldn't see them, but she was open to it. And she was able to experience that wonderful experience of seeing the angels. And she felt like one was Jesus, and they were waiting for her. They were waiting. And that made her feel very secure. That made her feel content and comfortable. How's that? I mean, that was
wonderful.
Amazing. Because I couldn't even believe it. I actually could not believe my mother was open to hearing about the paranormal, more about it. Because that's what it is. If you're going to believe that Adam and Eve, you know, sinned by eating an apple and the serpent was talking to them, or if you're going to go for, you know, before that, and if you're going to believe that Adam was lonely and he had a rib taken out overnight and there was a woman, is that not paranormal?
It's not something that can be explained, that's for sure.
Exactly.
I mean, it's...
So that was a major breakthrough. And also, because thank God, that I had the time with my mom where she knew she was dying. What about all the people out there who get in a car accident and all of a sudden they're just gone? You never had six full days to talk to your mom before, you know, to make sure you said everything that you wanted to say, to make sure she said everything she wanted to tell you, things like that. I mean, I felt like I was really blessed by that, having
yes,
that.
Yes, you were, because you were there when it happened. I mean, you got to be there. You lived across country from your mom.
Too, Johnny. I mean, that too.
I mean, do you feel that, let me ask you this, what happened when your mom met your friends?
Well, that's a quite broad question, because I have had a lot of friends throughout my life.
Right.
Can you be more specific, Johnny?
Well,
what friends?
You don't have to.
What
talk
are you talking
about?
Friend,
but I'm not. Well, what I'm trying to say is that usually when you meet a friend's family, you see a lot more about the friend, like. You know how you always say, like, you're cooking like potato salad with Elkie's mom. I mean, like, for example, did Elkie ever meet your mom?
She met her many times, because my mom would come out to visit L.A. and everywhere I lived as an adult woman. My mother would come out a couple times a year. Okay. But I would like to get back to your question in a second.
That's
fine. First of all, going back to the very beginning of the show, when I had to pop up and talk, won't people be wondering, well, what were the other people not saying at the funeral that made Barbara feel like she had to pop up and talk? What
okay,
would that
go
be? Don't you think they're wondering that?
Yes,
okay.
That's true.
Here it
is.
True. Here it is. When I was 8 years old, my mother became a born-again Christian. And we all did. My brother and I mean, of course, that's your mom. You're going to do what your mom does. Well, this changed her life so much that she just could not get enough of the scripture, meaning reading the Bible. She just had to suck it up and read and read, and she loved it, and it changed her life. She never grew up going to church. Her parents were wonderful and nice, but it wasn't a thing where they had the kids go to church or the family went to church. It just wasn't in her upbringing. When she met my father in high school, when they got married, she was 18. His parents, on the other hand, were full bore, and they were. Well, my grandpa was the type that shoved it down people's throats as soon as they walked through the door. When you're young like that, you're going to scoff at it. You're not going to connect. I mean, Grandpa Moore, he went at it all wrong to even have any of these youngsters to listen to him. I'm not going to go into that, but it wasn't until I was born, and then 8 years after I was 8 years old. So this is a long time. She was exposed to Christianity, but somehow this exposure at this certain church clicked with her. After that, she started to get into running Bible studies. Shortly after that, she got into Bible Study Fellowship, BSF, Bible Study Fellowship. This is a nationwide organization that they collect people who would like to dedicate their time. Basically, they don't get paid for it, but they work. My mom became a core leader. This is full-time. This is a full-time job. For years, and she would do speeches for hundreds of people 7 times a year, and all kinds of clerical work and organization and leadership qualities go into this position. Not a lot of people want it because it's very high demanding. And I remember one year she was like, Barbara, oh my gosh, I've got so much going on with Don's business and the company parties and the lake home and the grandchildren. I mean, she has 11 and everything. And meanwhile, was the best homemaker of all. And that's the only thing that people were speaking about at the funeral, the homemaking, the sewing, the needlepoint, the quilt making, the on-time dinners every single night that tasted exceptionally great but were healthy, taking all the kids to their games, their practices. My mother did all of this, meanwhile running basically being an executive at a company, but not even getting paid for it. But her whole adult life, she dedicated her life to the Lord. I want to tell every listener what happened at the funeral. When I was sitting there and nobody was talking about this that my mother did, I thought, oh my gosh, I must get up. I must pop up and talk about this. My mom made the best cookies, but come on, there was so much more to her than that. Really? Nobody's coming up and talking. We don't have one person from BSF wanting to stand up and share. Oh my gosh. And minutes were going by. And then the second time the pastor was trying to hand out the microphone, I couldn't take it. Nobody could believe it because my brother sitting next to me, he was in tears. My uncles and aunts were behind me. I could hear them crying. They couldn't talk. I stood right up and I went up there and I thank you so much, everybody. And I know you all have your special memories about my mom. something here that has been unsaid, but it's so important to say. And that is my mom's dedication to the Lord of her adult life. And she did this for 30 years. She was a core leader. And it flowed out, Johnny. I just told everything that she did and her accolades, and nobody recorded it, which is okay, because they kept saying, oh, Barbara. Okay, everybody, listeners, this is the clincher. Afterwards, we all went to the church to have wonderful food and just talk to each other. That was after the funeral. When I was eating my food, so many people came up to me, which was wonderful. But this one woman came up and she sat down. Are you done, Barbara? And I said, yes. I pushed the dish away. She goes, you don't know me, but I know you so very well. And I said, wow, really? Her name was, I think she said, Myrna. I'm Myrna. And I go, I know that name. My mom used to talk about you all the time. Well, this was another core leader who got my mom into her career. And she said, I couldn't get up to speak. And I knew you. And I was looking in the front row. I knew you, Barbara. And I was praying to Jesus for literally 12 minutes. And she said, 12 minutes, looking at the back of your head. And she was praying, pop up, Barbara, pop up, speak, Barbara, tell them, Barbara, pop up. And I go, really? And she goes, and all this, and she goes, my husband was nudging me with his elbow the whole time. Go, Myrna, get up there. Tell them what Judy's done. Tell them what Judy's done. Thinking about it. She said, she started praying for 12 minutes. I popped up, and I said exactly verbatim what she wanted to say. About my mom. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing, yeah. It's amazing. You know, I mean, it's... I will tell you, I mean, it's a lot of courage to speak at a funeral.
You used to always say, this may have helped me somewhat, because you used to say, oh, Kelly, a friend of yours, she spoke at her mom's funeral. Her mom just passed away, and she actually got up and spoke. And I thought, oh, God, I could never do that. I'll be a basket case. I couldn't even speak, because I would be too messed up crying. And I think that underneath it all, that helped me, because I thought, if somebody else could do it, I could do it. I could do anything I put my mind to. And I just had read a book, and I hadn't read this book because of the funeral coming up. I read this book because I don't like doing things that I don't want to do. Anything. And it was called 5-4-2-1. And I read this book, okay? I read it in three books,
I think you told me about 3 days.
I could not. Yes. And remember, I was so excited, because for a few shows after I read that book, I always mentioned it because it was exciting. And that was before my mom's funeral. And I was using it to do things like get my house in order, put the curtains up that you've been putting off, things that you've been putting off because, or things you don't make that phone call because it's scary, or you don't make that phone call because it's tough. And, things that you have to do, need to do, want to do, are passionate about doing, but you just don't. We all have that problem happening in our lives. I read that book the second time that pastor went around the funeral with that microphone. Yeah, it was scary, but I said to myself, 5-4-3, you think about it. In that countdown, you don't think about it, because if you think about it, you will find a million excuses not to do it. So I used the tool, and to me, that is God working in my life. To have me, you know, perusing through YouTube and coming across this lady who just put out this book that became a huge bestseller and got it, bought it on Amazon, read it, and didn't even think it was going to be useful at the funeral. Of course, I wasn't even thinking about that at all. But I used it for that, and it worked. Because right now, sitting here talking to all of you, so regretful if I hadn't have stood up and talked about this very important thing that my mom dedicated her life to. Can you imagine? Your mom dies and everybody's talking about how great of a mom she was and how great of a wife she was and how great of a sister and, you know, aunt, grandma, cook, cleaner, whatever. Okay? No. No, no, no. That wasn't it. If that was it, fine. That's enough. But it wasn't it. That wasn't everything. And I felt like my mother deserved accolade to be acknowledged at her funeral. And so it did happen. If not, it never would have been acknowledged at the funeral in front of 100 people. And they would have thought, oh, yeah, Judy, she was the best housekeeper, homemaker, mom, grandma. Yeah, she's a great quilter, needlepoint person, seamstress. Yeah, great. This was special, and this needed to be said. So, back to my beginning of the show. This is why I'm doing it. Today, we have Johnny express some things about my mom. Next week, let's see who we have. I think we're going to have somebody who would have liked to speak, but just couldn't do it, which we all can relate to. In fact, my stepfather said, you know, well, it's my sister-in-law, really regretted not getting up to speak. Thinking, oh, there'll be time at the after thing where we eat at the church. No, it wasn't the time. Nobody did that there. It wasn't happening there. But that's probably what went through her mind. And she's highly intelligent, high achiever, amazing career woman, amazing woman is. I love her. She's amazing. And I would like to try to get her on the show so she could express the things that she was not able to do at the funeral. And that's what Hey Jude is all about.
Okay. Great.
Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you, Johnny, for talking a little bit about my mom. That makes me feel good. I'm still, you know, putting all of her clothes away because she wanted me to have everything I wanted. Everything. Which, this woman had amazing style. And she was financially stable, so this were really, like, high quality. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where I'm going to fit all these wonderful coats and jackets and ski equipment and sweaters and blouses and T-shirts and pants. Oh, my gosh. This woman really was amazing. Even just, like, the style that she had was amazing. And you know, when you have a mom, when I was in second grade, I thought, oh, I'm so proud because I have the prettiest mom. She's so pretty, and I just wanted to dress like her. She even made my outfits because she was a seamstress, so she would make exact outfits to match her for picture days. But looking back at all the photos, oh, my gosh, this woman's face and skin, she was such a beauty, and gosh, I'm thinking, this woman, she's way more beautiful than I ever thought of being. She really is. She is exquisite. So I hope you all enjoy the Hey Jude series that we just started today. Number one show.
Okay.
Did you enjoy it, Johnny?
I enjoyed it. enjoyed hearing you talk. It was great.
And she loved you too, Johnny. She thought you were the sweetest guy.
Well, thank you. That's nice to hear.
I'm glad you were able to meet her and do FaceTime and talk to her.
Yeah, on FaceTime. I know. It was great to meet her that way. I mean, it's, I think I spoke to her twice. I think it was,
yeah, maybe a few times, because I remember I was over in Washington State where they lived in Grand Coulee after 29 years of living on the lake in Seattle, Washington, basically Bellevue, Washington, which is the one of the sides of Lake Sammamish. And then I was there visiting, and you would always be calling, so I would put you on. So I think it was several times that you did FaceTime. And we never thought in a million years she would be passing away so soon, did we?
No, we didn't.
And it's so strange that she's gone. I feel like she's still here. Also, Hey Jude series is also available for people, anybody who wants to come on to talk about their loved one that they lost. It could be their mom, it could be their dad, it could be anybody, it could be a friend, somebody that they lost that they still haven't said everything that they wanted to say. I want to invite those people to come on and express. It's not all about my mom. It wasn't even designed for that. It was designed for the people who went to a funeral who could not get up and speak mind. All right.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Well, thank you, Johnny, for producing this show and your input, and I appreciate it. And I want to thank all the listeners. So I think we are ready for the shout-out. What do you think, Johnny?
That's right. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Y'all can find this show on our YouTube channel. It's called Life, Laughter, Happiness. And when you're there, listening to it, collecting it, and enjoying it, don't forget to subscribe, because that is support. And that's what we need as a company. Life, Laughter, Happiness. We're life. We laugh. We're happy. We want to give all of that and share that with you. There's another thing I've been doing quite often, actually, on our Facebook group page. I've been posting music I like, inspirational things that I like. I've been reposting a lot of things that people who have been our guests on Life, Laughter, Happiness, they're out there. They're working hard. I post their stuff on there. They're playmates, they're coaches, they're all types of people. And because I want other people to follow them and support them as well, right? So what were you going to say,
right,
Johnny?
Well, I didn't. This is a question about your mother that I really didn't think to ask, but I guess I'm going to go ahead and ask it. What did your mom think of the name of the show that we have? Because a lot of people love it. And I was just wondering
Life,
what your mom thought.
Life, Laughter, Happiness?
Yes. Did she ever comment on what the name
was? She never had any questions. No, she didn't. Why are you questioning the name of your show?
No. But I mean, I was just, you know, I love it. I was just wondering, I was hoping that maybe your mom had said something about the name. That's all.
No.
You know, a lot of thought went into it. I was just wondering, that's all.
Nope. She did not think about it or say anything about it. Maybe she thought.
Okay.
I don't know. Any other questions about Judy?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. So thank you for coming
everybody,
on the talking.
Please, hold on. You're welcome. But please, everybody, go on Facebook, our Life, Laughter, Happiness group page, and let us know if you like whatever we do. Wouldn't that be great? I love that when they let us know. And Twitter and Instagram, too, Johnny. Twitter and Instagram, too. Let us know what you think. Follow us. we're getting a lot of more followers. And you can also, like, find Johnny's personal info and mine as well. And follow, follow, follow. That's all I have to say.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Good night, Barbara.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Johnny. Aloha.